is your host, Roger Muntu, a.k.a. DJ RM. We are taking off tonight with an artist from Chile, all the way from Chile, and he's here to see us. He lives here in America, he travels a lot, and he sings. He's an amazing local artist. We'll be my guest. His name is Alejandro from Dark Pop. Exactly. Darko Pop is his band, and he's going to tell us all about it. So fasten your seatbelts. We have a guest tonight, an amazing guest. Time for us to listen to Nikki Strong. Where is Nikki Strong? Is she ready for our new Nikki?
Good going on with Nikki Strong? Prince Harry showed up in a London court along with Elton John and Elizabeth Hurley, all of whom are suing Associated Newspapers LTD, publisher of the Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday, for illegal information gathering, such as wiretapping and paying police officers for private information. Drake dropped out of Lollapalooza, Brazil, hours before his performance, infuriating fans and forcing organizers to offer refunds as well as find a last-minute replacement. Skrillex filled in for his Sunday headlining slot. And just as news dropped that Beyonce and Adidas have mutually agreed to terminate their Ivy Park partnership, Beyonce and Balmain announced their 17-piece couture collection. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong.
You're listening to The RM Show at VOA Africa. This is your host, Roger Muntu. In The RM Show, as you do, we always get guests who come to see us in our studio. And we have the pleasure to have my friend Alejandro Torres, a.k.a. Darko Pop. It's always a pleasure to hang out with my friend Alejandro Darko Pop, the superstar himself in the studio. Alejandro, it's such a great thing that we're having this show today, because I kind of you do some kind of great music and a background for years, but I think you never got a chance to publicize or to put your music out there. So for me to be able to do it in my show, I feel really honored that you actually accepted to do this.
Well, first of all, hello everybody. Thank you, Simon, to have me in your show.
Welcome.
Share some time with your lovely audience.
Right.
I'm pretty excited. I'm started to, you know, put my music out there a little bit more. We just finished this song that we record in a studio in California. We were great musicians. We had a good time doing. It was like around end of December, January, we were recording this song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of what we put together there, and we have like a fun song that I just started to share with people.
Right. So, right.
Yeah.
So this song that we're going to hear before the end of the show is recorded in California.
Yes, we recorded in a studio in California. It was, I think it was like around the winter break.
Yeah.
And we were with musicians there, and it was a great experience for me because it was like first time that we have that level of production in one of my songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really, really cool.
You saying that was the first time to really get that kind of song, where have you been all this time? Somebody will say that.
Well, you know, I'm from Chile, so I really like being enjoying music. I grew up in a house with a lot of records. My father have a really cool collection of records.
Mm-mm.
So I grew up listening to Elvis, Polanka, like 50 singers.
Yeah.
And I'm the youngest in my family. I have an older brother who was very into like 80s music. So he always like brought these like cool records to the house.
Yeah.
And something that you didn't see that too often in my country.
Mm-mm.
So you have very like really like cool pop and alternative band from the 80s I listened to them from a very early age.
Yeah.
I pay a lot of attention to music. I remember like listening to everybody knows Keys.
Yes, Keys, of course.
Yeah, Keys.
Yeah.
And like I love disco too.
Yeah.
Like the Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have kind of like rock and pop and really like really love that music.
So this is all started at home.
Yeah, I listen to music, but in my house we didn't have instruments, so
okay.
It was more like listen to more than anything. So not everybody had the luck to have like a piano or a guitar or
right,
something, but
exactly.
we don't have that.
Yeah.
And you know, like I think a lot of people know that sometimes, you know, your family is more important to have food on the table that buying instruments or something.
That's
like
true.
That.
Right. It can be expensive.
Right. Yeah.
In some of those countries.
Especially, you know, when you're coming from, you know, South America or Africa or Asia, you know,
right.
Like you don't have the privilege to have a lot of instruments at home.
That's right.
So, yeah, we didn't have that. But I always have that thing that I could put melodies together and could write some songs, even if I didn't have any training. So I started to work a little bit with a cousin who played the guitar, and he helped me a little bit to start to put the stuff together. By then, I met somebody in college who was this American girl, and, you know, to tell the story a little short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we want to hear.
Well, you know, I fell in love, and I came to this country, and, you know, I was pretty busy, you know, like...
She actually came to Chile.
Yeah, she was doing 1 year abroad.
Okay.
So I met her there. Mm. And now we have this wonderful family, you know, have two kids and everything. So
she became Madame.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. So, I came here and, you know, you have all your priorities, you know, like, you know, start a new life in another country. I think a lot of people, you know, that's not easy. So my music projects and all that stuff, I had to leave them at home. And, you know, when you start a family, you don't have a lot of time to...
You have other priorities.
To go, you know, playing and all that kind of stuff.
But right.
Little by little, with friends, I start to put some songs together and start to, you know, share some of them on YouTube. So they have, like, different level of production. Some of them, they're more like demos. Some of them, they're more close to professional level.
Right.
But... with this song, we want to kind of, like, you know, get a little bit more out there with something that will have a lot of quality. So, yeah, we did everything that we need to have a good product at the end.
So you're singing at home and you're encouraged by... what did Mom and Dad think? They knew you had some kind of talent of singing, or were they encouraging you? Or?
Yeah. They encouraged me. Yeah. I remember, like, recording some demos at home, too. Like right before I moved here,
yeah,
and they really like it. But you know, like priorities, they start to change, so I didn't have a lot of time to develop that anymore. But now my kids are a little bit bigger, so I don't have to change diapers anymore. So
Happened
a lot that people said, well, you know, like, you didn't do it and that's it. But that's the thing. I would like to do something different. Like people would say, well, you know, you didn't do it, so you know, to be a musician, and that's it. But I mean, still, you know, it's always not too late. You know, like, you have your your artist thing, you should never too late.
Right.
So I think that's for everybody. That. Mm-hmm. Don't let people say, oh, you shouldn't do that.
You know, discourage you, right?
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. You should, like, do it. If you feel like, you know, you want to paint or do anything, you should do it. And if you have the time to do it, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, work on that. That's a good advice. Yeah. But at what point Alejandro, a.k.a. Darko Pop, said, I really want to do music. I mean, this is no, you're a very professional man. You're a teacher. You do your stuff professionally. That's outside of your job. But the talents that you have in you, at what point it went inside of you like, man, I don't care what anybody say, what anybody think. I need to live my life. I need to get my talent, my songs out there. What point? When? Where were you? You remember even where you were?
Well, I would say I always have that. Always, like, I really, like, enjoy music. I always like when I listen to music, I can go, you know, tears, like, emotional with music.
Wow.
I love music.
Music is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I always have been there. Mm-hmm. And I think now that, as I said, my kids are a little older and I have a little bit more time. And I thought, this is the moment that I, you know, started to develop more my skills in music and work on that.
Mm-hmm. And so, but it's always has been there. Now that you, one thing I'm trying to understand here is one thing having that talent and having, you know, performing at home in the bathroom, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now deciding to go public, to go to YouTube, to do all the stuff, that must have been a tough decision for you, right? You must have really think before you just decide and just, okay, let me just go out there. Right? I'm sure. I mean, I'm just thinking.
Well, I would like to share my art with people, and it would be great if more people can see it or listen to it. And that's the reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I would like to share my art, and I would like to tell everybody that you don't need to, you know, be perfect or anything. If you have a passion, you should follow that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Don't. Now, that's a really good advice. I think that's a really deep and good advice. So,
yeah.
Because some people just stop their passion right in the middle.
Yeah, or they say it's too late, like now I'm too old or whatever, right? But it's kind of like a really like a panic attitude, kind of like I'm going to do it and I have to do it by myself. I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter. I'll stand up and I work to get my art together and do it.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned you originally from Chile.
Yeah.
You're an American now and living in the U.S. with your American wife and American kids, of course.
Yeah.
So America is also your home. United States is your home.
Yeah.
How difficult or easy do you think, compared to Chile, is it to make music in the United States of America?
I think in every place you have pros and cons, and I mean, I think there are a lot of talented people out there, just like we have a lot of information now in these days, like, you know, you have a lot of people posting new music every week pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for new artists it's a little bit difficult to stand out of the group,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So I mean that happened here, and it's, I guess in Chile the same thing. It's a little difficult to get out of the group because there's so many people sharing music. But I think if you're constant and you work hard, I think you're going to find your audience. And the most important thing, you have to be happy with your art. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm writing music or anything like that, I don't worry about how many people they want to like it or anything like that. I just like, you know, I want to put my art there together.
Right.
And I like it, and other people like it. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing is that to create and put stuff together. And hopefully other people can like it. So for that reason, you can.
So you're telling me you didn't have no challenge, no difficulty at all?
Yeah. It's challenging because, you know, like there are a lot of people, as I say, creating music. So there's a lot of noise out there. So new artists, you don't have the support of big corporations, you know, or big companies or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a little difficult, but I think you have to be happy with your art. And I think if you're honest with your art and everything, sooner or later you want to have some following,
mm-hmm.
some group of mm-hmm. people that want to mm-hmm. appreciate that.
Yeah, good to appreciate that. That's totally true. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I've noticed in this country is that, you know, no matter what you want to do, you have people who cheer for you.
Yeah.
Who encourage you to do it.
Yeah.
Who advise you not to give up, right?
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing that I've also learned from this country. This is just unbelievably amazing. I remember myself, you know, to just follow up with your question, when I started doing my recording studio where we are right now, people were so, like, discouraging me. Don't do it. Why do you...
What is crazy it? Or something what like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Look at me now. I'm having a show today in this studio, so it's...
As I said before, it's, like, it's very important to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, believe in your art, mm-hmm. and I think that's the most important thing. And if there are a lot of people that like it or a few people like it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, you have the opportunity to share your art. Like,
right.
People decide if you like it or not.
Right, right.
That's what I would like to do, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, put my art there and people could decide.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody have the right to have their own opinion.
Right, that's true.
But I think it's you know, it's good to have your art there so people can appreciate.
So just be patient. That's
yeah.
the most to keep.
And work.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
work.
Continue working. So far, work, that's what you're talking about. And you've been working. We're going to talk about the song that you just released. But before that, you have composed. You have made songs. You have, you know, you even have, you know, how do you, the word I'm looking for, uploaded them on social media, mm-hmm. right? So, roughly, if you have to consider a song that you've written and you uploaded, how many, roughly?
How many right now?
Yeah.
I think right now I have like around 12 or 13.
Wow.
You do?
You make the whole album.
Yeah. Yeah, that 12 or 13 original songs. Mm. They're original songs. And they're all, you know, they have different influence.
Right.
Kind of 80s, 90s. Mm-hmm. Low guitar, mm-hmm. some keyboards there. But yeah, they're good songs. They're original songs.
Right.
And as I said before, they have different level of production.
Mm-hmm.
But they're original, so...
They're all completely original.
Yeah, that I wrote that.
Mm. And the song that we'll talk about tonight, what's the title?
The title of the song that we're talking about tonight is Burn the Silence.
Burn the Silence.
Burn the Silence.
Burn the Silence.
Silence, burn.
Yeah, so the silence is... That's the deep, that's the really profound philosophical kind of title.
Burn the Silence.
Burn the Silence. Why?
Yeah, well, the silence is, I think... I don't like to explain my song so much. I like people to have their own version, because
yeah.
who am I to say?
Yeah.
If somebody say, "Oh, your song means this to me."
Yeah.
And that's the magic, you know. Like people have different vision about mm-hmm. your lyrics. Mm-hmm. That happened with my other songs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say, "Oh, you're talking about this. I'm talking about that." Or sometimes they say, "Hey, you're so sad because in your songs you're talking about sadness."
Yeah.
But you know, in my songs I move more than that. You know, people tend to think that when you're singing, it's you singing.
Yeah.
But actually, when I'm writing songs, excuse me, it's not the person talking. Sometimes
yeah.
it's the person here looking at the person.
See,
it's not it's just the person talking from this vision. Sometimes it's then some the vision is from outside.
Right.
Seeing another person
in a different perspective.
Yeah, different perspective. But you know, yeah, I understand. People say that you're singing, you're talking about yourself.
Right. Because some people say that.
Yeah, but many times I've written songs like I'm the shoes of another person.
Right.
So yeah. So yeah, it's not just. Right? Like it's normally, people think, oh, you're singing about your own thing.
About your own story.
Yeah, but no.
Oh, your own experience.
Yeah.
Or you lived it.
I don't know. For each writer is different. But I can tell you with, talking from my own experience, that sometimes I write songs. It's not talking about me, it's talking about somebody else. And relationships, sometimes I see the vision from the north.
So it's not like your own experience. It's not something necessarily that you...
My experience could be something in the north person. And now I'm singing this song from that person's perspective.
So, meaning that some of the songs probably you've made or you can make, it's about you or your own experience or not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
It can be by a story you heard, something you saw.
Or somebody's perspective too.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like I remember in the 90s, you're from the 90s too, so you're kind of familiar. So there was a rock band, I think it was Stone Temple Pilots. And they have these songs talking about the guy was being very sexist and being kind of like, you know, like a bad guy. And a lot of people criticize them because of that. They kind of, you guys, you're talking in that way. But actually, they were criticizing the people that talk like that. So the guy, to make everybody understand, he dressed like a girl, used a dress.
Yeah.
And he started to sing the song like that. He said, well, science people then don't understand what we're trying to say
here. Right.
It's like we're making fun of those people that talk like that.
Right.
It's not like us talking like that. See?
God, that is deep. Like, really, that is deep.
Yeah. Just not so simple. I'm not going for something so simple, like just I'm going to sing all my songs from my perspective.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, you use, like, sense of humor.
Right.
I mean, but I like to put many things in my thoughts.
Not everybody.
It's not very clear. Like, people could say, well, you're talking about that, but, you know, there are a sense of humor too. Even the Sunday could be a little bit sad or whatever, but actually there's some sense of humor too.
Cheers. Man, you learn every day. You learn every day. All right, so we're going to ask you to sing this song for us, and we're listening to it with our listeners right now. And your camera is right there, so you can be looking at that camera as we listen. With your permission, we're going to listen to this song and let our listener enjoy this song, Burn the Silence, by Darko Pop himself. Let's listen. Song, and I don't know, you know, listeners are already calling us, they want to talk to you already, but we're not going to pick them up right now. I know you guys want to talk to Alejandro, but we're not going to gauge you right now. But this well mixed, well done, how long, I should say, it took you to make this song, pretty much?
Probably like kind of the last stages. It took like 3 or 4 days of post-production.
Right.
And then we wrap it up like in 3 days.
In 3 days?
Yeah.
That quick?
Yeah. Yeah. Well...